Hello, this is Mole speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 11th of October 2016, and this is the 456th Mole Out Loud podcast. 456. I do hope that you're having a good day today, or that you are going to have a good day if you're about to embark on one. It has been beautiful today. The wind has dropped. We've had quite strong winds these last few days and quite changeable weather. But today was exquisite with beautiful cloud patterns. And in my garden, I realised that everything, well, it's grown hugely because of all the rain. Everything's about knee high now. But that all the leaves have now sprouted on the trees. So there's this lovely, lovely, bright, not lime green, but a really bright green. And it's just very, very lush. I found myself this morning going out to my stoop, where when it's not too windy and not too wet, I have breakfast and then do my qigong from there. And I found myself just sitting on the stoop, really enjoying being in the sun, because it was actually also quite a cold day, the kind of cold I really like. And there's been snow on the mountain again, which is quite unusual for this time of year. For it to be this cool, but it suits me absolutely down to the ground, especially crisp days like today, which we didn't get so much in the winter. In winter, we often used to have days like today, but we had rather more rain this winter than normal. So it's lovely to have one of those almost winter days today. I mentioned yesterday that I was going to take things a bit gently today, and I have, and it's been a lovely day. I've done a little bit of work, but not for very long. But I did get myself reacquainted with the novel after a few days of absence, and I'm sort of ready to copy out all the things that I've gathered and made notes about, so that I can review it all before I go into the next stage of writing. So that's been a good thing to do. I also realised that my poor writing group, certainly initially when I joined up, I was taking bits and pieces from all over the novel, so they didn't come in sequential order. And now I have forgotten what they have seen and what they haven't. So my other task is to check back and see really what they have seen, and how I can, where the gaps were and whether I'm filling those sequences well. I know it sounds like an incredibly haphazard way of writing, but it just seems to have had to happen that way. Sometimes things don't happen sequentially, they just sort of get built up in strange lumps and then have to be smoothed over. I'll do that, not tonight perhaps, but tomorrow. I was going to do it this morning, but I had turned Freedom on, which meant that I didn't have access to what I'd written. And until the freedom schedule subsided, and so that rather kind of caught me in my tracks, but that's fine. It is there for me to focus on what I'm doing and not get sidetracked into doing things like printing things out. But that is my task. That's my task for part of tomorrow, before I turn Freedom on, I'm going to do that. And I'm not going to do it now because I'm going to go for a walk in about half an hour. And today I am going to try and do not the whole walk with the circuit, which takes a couple of hours, but the sort of lower loop that I often take with my friend, which means walking from my house to the bottom of the hill. And when I say to the bottom of the hill, I actually have to go uphill to the bottom of the reserve, I mean. So it's uphill to the reserve, and then it's uphill in the reserve, and then we go up to the lookout, and we come down a different part of the hill and then come back. So I'm going to see if I can do that today. It's such a beautiful day, and I guess we don't have to take it very fast. There's no pressure, no time pressure. So I hope this is going to work. It would be wonderful to do that again. And in a way, you know, if I do, it's almost worth waiting. It's not worth the frustration of not being able to do it, but it does make it very, very special to be able to even contemplate it. I hope you've found something that really inspires you today, and that you can really put your heart into, and that whatever you're doing, that it runs smoothly, and that you just find joy in small things if bigger things are difficult. Take care, and thank you very, very much for listening. And I really look forward to talking to you again tomorrow. And tomorrow is quite a busy day, but I still really look forward to having this podcast.